Welcome to the Storytelling 101 podcast. I'm Rob Bignell, owner of and chief editor at Inventing Reality Editing Service, as well as the author of more than 40 published books. At Storytelling 101, we look at writing, self-publishing, and marketing your book. Today's episode, Top 5 Habits All Writers Should Possess. Despite widely varying writing styles, almost all writers share several common habits that help ensure their success. Drawing upon my experience working as an editor with hundreds of authors and having read far more interviews of or essays by writers, I've noticed 5 common habits among them. Anytime an aspiring author asks me what they can do to become a better writer, I automatically recommend adopting those habits. They are: Tip 1. Read every day. Read great literature and read the best writing in your favorite genre. Pay attention to what makes it quality writing. For every 5 great books you read, read a poorly written one to see if you can recognize why it doesn't work. People learn largely by observing, then modeling what we saw. Kids, for example, imitate their favorite athletes' moves, and writers are no different. In fact, modeling a work you love by trying to write a story, line by line, just as the author did, is a great way to master the craft of writing and storytelling. Tip 2. Write every day. You can't be a musician unless you play a musical instrument, and you can't be a painter unless you paint. Likewise, you can't be a writer unless you write. The more you write, the better you'll get, just as a would-be guitarist becomes the next Clapton or Frampton by constantly playing and practicing and experimenting with his 6th string. Of course, you can take a day off now and then to recharge, just as a jogger waits 48 hours between runs to let her muscles heal and avoid overstressing them. But if you want to win the race, or hit number 1 on the bestsellers list, then you must write far more days than not. Tip 3. Follow a writing process. Pantsers, those who write without an outline, really are one of 3 kinds of writers: geniuses, a rare few of them, poor writers just doing it for fun, many of them, or deluded, most of them. I say deluded because they actually are using a writing process, they're just doing it in their head rather than jotting on paper ideas they've brainstormed, outlines of their plot, or bios of their characters. All of it's up in their head. Most would be more productive if they wrote it down, however. The simple, and almost always non-linear, steps in the writing process are brainstorming, outlining, drafting, revising, and placing some revised draft into a final, publishable form. Tip 4. Read up on the craft itself. Articles about how to write better will help you think about problems in your writing that you've never recognized before. It'll help you come up with solutions to plot and character and point of view issues that have perplexed you. You'll find that most editors, published authors, literary agents, and creative writing teachers all dispense the same advice: use active voice, make conflict the heart of your story, show don't tell, and so on. Mastering just those 3 bits of sage advice will make your writing 100 times better. Tip 5. Live like a writer. No, I don't mean dress in all black and hang out all day at coffee shops. Though that is a lot of fun, rather, you must act and think like a writer. All writers, no matter what genre they write in, are observant, take an interest in all that's around them, and ask questions, always believing that everything they see and hear and smell and feel and taste somehow some way can find itself into their story. Ideas tumble around in their heads all the time, and they thirst for media and conversations in which the same is happening to whoever they are listening to or talking with. They think and speak like they want to write, using active verbs rather than passive voice, offering concrete details rather than abstractions, and telling instead of showing. In short, they are writer 24/7, not just during the few minutes a day they sit in front of a computer screen or a composition book. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Storytelling 101 podcast, a production of Inventing Reality Editing Service. Do you dream of becoming a published writer? Do you want to ensure your book reaches the largest audience possible? Inventing Reality Editing Service can help you improve your writing and self-publish your manuscript. For more, check us out online at inventingrealityediting.com/home. Until next time, I'm Rob Bignell, and keep on writing.